I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. No.
Good evening and welcome. This is your announcer speaking to you through a series of clicks and grunts that your primitive brains are apparently able to translate. I want you to grab a glass of your favorite GoFunny juice, curl up with something icky, and tell those head demons to hush up a little bit. Because it's time once again for our attic-based after-dark delve into all things Trundle Manor, known only as the Trundlecast.
You once thought I was. I am not the one who drove you into dark and lost. You cannot decipher who's foul and who is fair. Your thoughts are tainted by the toxins in the air.
Scooch, 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 scooch. Scooch, 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 scooch.
Someone's scooching and gooching.
Scooching the gooch.
Oh, scooch that gooch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to scooch the gooch.
Whoa!
On the Trundlecast. Welcome, everyone, one and all. I am your host, Mr. Arm. To my right, obviously, is my beautiful wife, Velda Von Minx.
Hello.
Around the table is Mike.
Greetings. And salutations.
My brother. And of course, staring at his telephone is Caster.
The Butcher.
Well, we've got a jam-packed Trundlecast for you this evening. We've got maybe a break in the middle. We might. Gimme.
What are you touching?
Her vagina.
It's my cider.
Ooh, nothing would be finer if I could just touch her
vagina.
In the morning.
Listen, well, I'm going to stab all of you right now.
Why should that be any different than any other
thing? All right. We're going to talk about our truck project, Scary Monsters Magazine, our latest amount of tours. Caster's got a road trip coming up. What else do we have? Our favorite drinks?
Your road trip has expired.
Well, I can't read it if you turn it towards you. We have a recording of the cave. The Ascendance at Bricolage. I've got a couple new tattoos.
Ooh.
Body Memories, the movie, which was shot at Trundle Manor. And, of course, Mike's got a special segment. Fester's Best. His shirt.
It's his t-shirts.
And I'm probably going to cut myself trying to open this.
Yeah, you're doing it way backwards.
I know.
Ooh.
There we are.
That's how you dull the blade, son of a bitch.
Yeah, well, I'd rather dull the blade than my hand. All right. So, how's everybody been doing?
Other than the fact that this is the first Trundlecast we've done in the daylight, and if you look just out that way, there is the horizon. The sun will be gone soon.
Ah, it's incredibly off-putting.
It's a matter of time. You know, it's like the next time we do one of these, it'll have been after the summer solstice, so we can just get back to being dark sooner.
Yeah.
It'll be over soon.
And my wake-up calls will be an hour later, and I'll finally be on time for work.
That sounds nice. I have to wake up at 5 no matter how what the sun's doing.
It's weird. I've tried to explain this to a lot of people. My body follows, like, its own timeline.
Yeah.
So when, during the summer months, I'm a half hour late.
Huh.
In the wintertime, I'm a half hour early.
That's insane.
I don't vary.
You're an ancient thing.
Right now, my body wants to wake up at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then once, you know, daylight savings kicks in, it wants to wake up at 9.
Hmm.
So if I don't wake up from my alarm, which I set like 20 every day, 10 minutes apart, I'm that guy.
Oh, I have many, many
alarms. Yeah, it's 20 alarms. They're 5 to 10 minutes apart. And over the course of an hour and a half, trying to get my ass out of bed.
I'm fairly good at waking up. I found out that when I'm asleep, I can't do things. So I feel like I'm just wasting my life.
The only person I've ever met where naps make him angry.
They piss me off to no extent.
I need naps to live, or else I do get angry.
Yeah.
Well, when I wake up, it just makes me think like, oh, I should be sleeping an entire night, but I can't because now I have to fucking get up and live the rest of the day. It's awful. A whole another half a day I gotta live. Anyway.
What's happening?
Oh, Caster's grabbing some hookah.
Ooh.
All right, the first thing that I want to talk about is my truck. I've been working on it nonstop. It's the only thing I can think about. And of course, it's the first thing on the Trundlecast this evening.
You've been living on down in Trucktown.
I have been. We've been spending every last dime on this horrible little thing, but it's going to be the mobile office of villainy provided by Trundle Manor.
Chucking down the road.
Mm. We're going to have the mobile parlor inside. I got a bunch of new lights. I'm making the outside look. I've designed the entire outside, which I think I posted somewhere online, of the MOV and the new logo for it as well. I think that, what do you guys think?
I've seen some mock-ups. It's going to look fucking fantastic.
I like it. I like it.
It's okay.
Not gay.
Here. I think you need,
Let me stab you a little bit.
So for the top.
Here, Mike, let me stab you.
Around the top edge to kind of,
Just scaled right back up.
To kind of blur out the air conditioner and things you put on the top.
Yeah.
You need to do the barbed wires that go out.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Barbed wire it, but then you could put like flat black boards behind that, so it kind of looks like a fence.
Well,
with barbed wire in front.
I think they make stainless steel razor wire, which I could put up there. Yeah. That might.
But then you get those little arms at angle.
Yeah.
It was fucking
that's
badass.
That's actually a really good idea. Oh.
Don't drive under low trees. You will snag every fucking branch.
That's definitely gonna happen.
Well,
around
actually,
here,
you know what? That might be cool. You might come back with a couple extra squirrels. Gotcha, bitch.
Aw, little friends.
Yeah. I want to put some. I want to try to find. I went down to the dump recently, and I wanted to just root through so I could find some weird aluminum or stainless steel stuff. And the only thing I found was this strange milking device. I don't know what it was for, but it had all these bolts and things in it. But it weighed probably half as much as my truck, so I don't think I could put that on the roof.
No, you can actually haul a good bit more than the weight of that truck.
I don't know. That air conditioner is flexing like a motherfucker already.
Oh, yeah, the roof weight. I'm talking about, like, actual hallway.
In the truck, yeah.
Well, you put some I-beams in that motherfucker reinforcer.
Working on it. Yeah. Working
on it. Can you describe what this milking machine looks like?
Nah, it was just a bunch of
eight hands and...
I heard you say hams.
Eight hands. Eight mannequin hands that just rotate in one of those little, like, continuous
motion
machines.
I've been trying to find purple and green lights because I want the outside lights to have that theme, that purple and green sort of funeral and green for the alien and the men in black kind of stuff.
That's that kind of
monster colors,
like Joker almost.
Yes,
almost, but that like
yeah,
it's just
bit.
A deviant goth color scheme. It's a deviant goth
very,
color
very
scheme.
Very, very deviant.
I have been incredibly unsuccessful.
Really?
So that's gonna take.
Well,
a little
what
bit
you can
more.
Do is you can actually go to the store and get the color changing ones, and you can set the colors.
Well, I want them to look purple without being on, though. That's the thing. You know what I mean? I don't want to
like even in daylight just have them.
Who are you and what did you do with our announcer?
Haiti.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Our announcer's been slaughtered in place of this
by the milking hands.
I'll let him out of his cage every once in a while just to announce us. But otherwise I'm back.
Oh, guess what?
Yeah.
Drinking.
Yay.
Bing.
Bing dong.
So we just had an article in Scary Monsters magazine.
Oh, can I talk about it?
Yep.
I am the most proud of this. More proud than I've been of any other publicity we've ever gotten, I think. I'm the most proud.
I am most proud.
I have actually had copies of this magazine. It's all about the classic monster movie shit. The stuff I love the very most. And it's a 4 or 5 page article. It's a great big thing.
5 pages, yeah.
And, they don't make us sound dumb. They're impressed with us. So it's people that run it are doing a road trip, visiting odd sites segment for their magazine. We're the first one. And it was an honor, and it's really exciting.
Numero uno.
Yeah, they decided to make it seem like we were only number one because of the timing, but really it's because they love us the most.
They love us.
They just didn't want to say it. They didn't want us to get big, big balls.
And it's a special blood relatives vampire Bela Lugosi issue, which of course I'm excited about.
Yeah, and we have Bela's grave dirt, so it's perfect.
We do, and we mentioned it in the article. So
yeah.
I'm super geeked about it.
Yeah. I don't like to read any of the publications of Trundle Manor because I feel like, I don't know, it makes me a little weepy. I like that people enjoy it. It's fun.
I think it's good, though. I mean, you know, you have every right to get weepy.
Yeah.
We do a good job.
It is pretty good.
Trundle break.
Every pause. No more pauses, otherwise we got a Trundle break.
Right, that's correct.
See, now everybody has a gong. You just got to learn where you hit on the little metal part and you're good.
It's just like going to the movies and having a BYOB. If you try hard enough,
true.
Everything is BYOB and a gong. What's next? What are we talking
about? I like to carry my liquors into shows in my stomach.
Oh, yeah, already have them inside there. Yeah. And if they can, you're in fucking trouble.
Slow release.
Whoa.
Speaking
slow release.
On the next trundle break, I want you guys to taste one of these. I purchased some of these special things. They're not drugs. They're not going to show up in anything.
I'm not trying it.
Yeah, you're not presenting
for you. It is a drug. For Mike, Professor, it is not a drug. And for me and Velda, it's
fun time.
It's kinky.
It is. Take one of these. These are called Szechuan buttons. Buzz buttons, they call them.
Buzzy, buzzy, buzz buttons.
Pass that his
way. You guys all have one.
Got you.
It's not drugs. It's honestly not. It's just one of those weird plants that has weird,
should be.
Weird fun things.
Jimmy, do you want one?
Fuck it, I'll try one.
Take it. Eve?
Yeah, Eve, too. Eve is in the house.
Yeah, we have
wow.
Hey.
We have, two extras in the background.
Right.
One is Jimmy, as always, and then we have Eve.
Of course, Jimmy Z is here trying to figure out how to film this terrible little room. And Eve was just here for recording Velda and her movie trivia conversations. I forget what's called.
We've been saying Video Vixens.
Oh, yes, the Video Vixens. All right.
So are we going to eat these?
So
eat them up.
Yeah, how do you consume these?
Do you
eat everything, chew on everything, but
leave the stem, right?
The stem, it's not going to kill you.
That's what she said.
It's more pointless.
So you said kill you before. Yeah.
Wait,
okay, so just chew on the damn thing.
Uh-huh.
Chew on the flowery part.
Should I pouch it like chew or something? Just tuck it in my gum?
Oh, my tongue.
Yeah, mine too.
I feel minty fresh.
What's going on, guys? Talk about it.
I feel like it's like
It just tastes like a weed. Oh.
It tastes like delicious outdoors.
It tastes like tingles.
There it is. Yeah. It tastes like a. It tastes like a dandelion. Mm. Like a dandelion smells. Wow. And then when it comes on.
It comes on you real get a strong.
Mm-hmm. And then it.
Now take a trundle break.
Uh-huh.
Trundle break.
Yeah, have a drink.
Bing.
Trundle break. Wait.
There we go. And especially if you got little buzzy things.
Yeah, that's weird. That's cool, though.
It is.
Oh, it's
yeah,
so strange.
It's like a fun little treat.
And they're legal.
They are legal, yeah.
Interesting.
Szechuan. A little bit.
He said for those of you listening, it tastes kind of rancid, and then it turns into a vinegar, which I kind of agree. But,
that sounds accurate. But it keeps, even if you're not drinking, it keeps buzzing on your tongue.
It lasts for
a while.
Not super long, but the more you drink, the more it goes away.
How does it feel on the other end?
It just disappears.
We have it.
Yeah. Damn!
I tried rubbing it on my nipples. It didn't do anything. So I don't think it'll work on your butthole either.
I bet it would. Ooh, lady I haven't part. Tried, but I'm curious.
You know what? No. If it makes that effect with saliva.
There you go.
Because it's a mucous membrane.
You could chew it up and then, you know.
Get on in
so
there.
The Szechuan button, I acquired the knowledge of it from liquor.com, which I'm on their mailing list, their email list. And they list special drinks that you can make with it. And it is definitely worth it. I haven't made the drink yet because it was like, here's all these ingredients that you can't buy unless you're in Japan.
Well,
except I could order this, so I did.
Yeah, fuck it. It was good. No, it's definitely it's interesting. It's a good trick. That would almost be
it's like a party trick.
I was just gonna say, it'd be good like a little parlor trick.
Yeah.
You know, make a drink out of it. Like, hey, taste this, and then they go, "Whoa, what just happened?"
If you notice on my desk, I'm soaking gin in that too. So,
if you following me, I will zoom in.
See the gin.
The gin with floaty things.
With floaty things.
I'm talking through my voice.
Oh, man. You sounded like one of those guys that's been smoking lots of cigarettes. He talks through a hole in his throat.
Oh, that's me in like 10 years, but...
I know. I'm waiting.
But so, does that actually sound like...
Smash potatoes.
You just gotta learn how to sing while you're doing that.
We've been getting... It's actually actually pretty good. You could probably have an entire band with that.
You could have a whole Tom Waits cover band if you're playing your cards right.
Yeah. All right.
You'll play right alongside the master himself.
Also, get us backstage. You've got to meet Tom Waits.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. I know he doesn't tour, and he'll never come to Pittsburgh. Why the hell would he?
Less meet a guy like me.
We're working on
it. We weren't able to get tickets to that because of timing. Because instead, we're recording the Toronto cast.
Nick
Cave's
playing
like
5 miles right down the road currently. Correctly right now.
Trying to break.
So, we've been getting lots of tours lately. I don't know why.
A fucking ton of them. There was three on Monday, three yesterday.
A bunch away. I think I had 4 phone calls today that I had to turn away.
Summertime Jesus. In Pittsburgh, yeah. You gotta turn all the freaks away. They come out of the woodwork.
I know. Usually that's a good thing, but man, there's an excess of freaks.
Well, that's pretty good. We've been doing fairly well, which helps with our projects.
There was a 16-year-old girl's birthday last night. They went to an escape room and then they came here. Yeah, nice. Well, it was her after party was here at
fucking
like 8 p.m.
God.
It was
this
great.
Is where my
did
after
you take
parties
them
are at.
To the bar upstairs.
She's starting early.
She is. Well, her mom gave us a bottle of rum, and at the end of the tour, I said, "Have a great rest of your birthday," and she goes, "Yeah, have a great rest of your rum." I'm like, "I will." Little Miss fucking 16, you wish you knew.
Come back when you're 18. That was supposed to be in your voice.
Come back when you're 18.
There you go. Like you were singing, I can't do it.
A Catholic hymn with that weird cantor you just did. I loved it.
Next up, Caster, you're going on a road trip.
Hell yeah.
You?
Oh, yeah.
On road again.
So, leaving.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Just can't wait to get back on that road again.
So what?
I love the road.
So I'll be leaving the August. The last. The last day of August, first day of September. Or no, I think it's a day or two before September starts. I will be in Colorado by the 3rd and back in Pittsburgh by the 12th. So the way there is going to be like a 3-4 day thing in Colorado for a day or two and then the long way back. So,
what was this for?
Cousin's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh.
My cousin Vinny. No, it's not. His name's not Vinny, but he is my cousin. It's going to be a gangster Italian wedding.
Is it? Oh, hell yes.
Are you bringing some of your sauces? Your vinegars?
He actually owns the store in Colorado, so I don't have to. Yeah. Being that it's a family business, every one of our family members owns one. So, we don't need to bring it to the wedding. It's just how it works. We just
A very olive oil fueled wedding.
So it's just gonna be a bunch of people covered in olive oil slopping around.
That's my wedding, actually. That's my wedding.
That sounds very Italian to me.
Yeah. So the last one was in New Jersey for his brother, my other cousin, and that was a very Italian wedding. It was Italian, New Jersey.
The
Italian, the extravagant, insane. This one's gonna be more of a
it was a Goodfellas wedding,
Colorado style wedding, if you know what I mean. You know, up on the mountain peaks, everybody wears like a white shirt and khakis and sandals.
Full of weed, all of them.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Wear a suit for God's sake.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I don't want a suit of weed.
I don't want to see a picture of you in khakis.
They all wear khakis.
I don't own khakis.
And white garbage. Man, they wouldn't have been even letting the front door of our wedding. Right. Fuck that.
So this will be fun.
The only one that can wear khakis is Fester because of his explorer's outfit.
Yeah, explorer's outfits are different. That's a costume.
I'll lend you mine if you want to wear khakis.
That actually might work. I'll wear the little, as long as I have the little coat.
I'll give you that.
That's not just like allowed. That's, dress code? They want you to do that?
It's something along
those. I think
you're
just making fun of their style.
No. I'm making fun of it, but they're very much more laid back.
Making note of.
Yeah, making note of. There that it is not
a black
tie event. It's more of a, hey, just come. If you can make it to Colorado, whatever you're wearing is going to be fine.
But it's funny because when you announce it like that, that would require so much effort for us to do it. Like the buying capacity effort to try and find a khaki thing that didn't make us vomit on site.
Right.
And then like the mental capacity.
I would just wear my explorer's outfit.
I just wish that was happening.
So back to the case in point. Anyway. I will be traveling on the northern side of the United States. I've never driven across country. I was actually born in San Diego. I'm from California.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, born in California, raised in Pennsylvania.
Cool.
Have lived in South Carolina. Moved around. Been everywhere on the East Coast. Never been across the middle. The boring shit. But there's some fun stuff on the way.
You're bi-coastal.
Yes, I am bi-coastal.
Uh-huh, so I've heard.
So bi-coastal.
So, we're going to go, you know, across to Ohio, Indiana. You know, all the Nebraskas and bullshit. And then back down to Colorado. And then when
do
we
you have
Colorado,
any stops that you're going to make? Do you know?
We have a few, like all the largest chair, largest ball of twine, like all the...
Oh, definitely get pictures of the largest ball of
absolutely.
Twine.
Yes.
We should give you a trundle patch to make sure that you have it or something.
That's one of the things we talked about last time is I do want to be the representative for trundle.
Nice.
Yes,
and that
please.
If anybody has tourist traps, some kind of sideshow thing you would see in House of a Thousand Corpses, any place I can stop, see some weird shit, pay a couple bucks. On the way from Pennsylvania to Colorado and back down, I think we're going through 18 states now.
Wow.
It was like 12 in the beginning.
But you just went zigzag now.
Well, now we're extending. We're stopping by at my girlfriend's place, I believe in Georgia. So we're going a little further south than before. So anything on the way, anything on the bio. If you got a place we can crash, a place that's weird, you know, we got a hotel rooms.
Throw it out there.
Throw it out there. Just give us a message. Just say, hey, this is really fucked up.
Put on the Trundle Manor Facebook.
Yeah.
Stop by and check it out. We'll stop by and check it out.
That sounds so exciting.
I'll post it at the Trundle Manor website.
I would love to do a road trip like that at some point.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I decided
When the MOV is working, we'll have to go for an actual road trip.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put a bed in the back, too, just in case.
Yeah, we can.
Right, that's going to be a real slow road trip.
Yeah.
It only goes 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, but it'll plow going. Through anything going slower.
Gonna see that ton and a half springs bouncing up and down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sounds that sounds like a lot of fun. Speaking of, we had just gone on our damned trip with
Yay.
Mike Syke.
Not the
Velda.
Damned trip, the damned,
trip.
All
and
apply.
Polly, our good friend Polly.
Yay, Polly.
And we're going to try to pepper in some pieces of a cavern that we visited.
Yes.
Mike, you want to talk about the cavern for
Mike,
us?
Mike, tell us.
Well, first we stopped off at the poor man's cavern, and we walked around.
The one with that headless dinosaur that we all made out
to
with.
To be honest, that one was kind of more the Trundle Manor cavern anyway.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
probably should have just stayed there.
It was very
we fit in better.
The train wasn't running, so we couldn't really tie anyone to the tracks. So
I laid down on the tracks anyway, damn it.
That was, but, you know.
You can find that on TrendleManor.com. It's Facebook right. side.
Poor man's cavern laid
it was.
Down on the tracks.
It
My
was.
Mind is racing with dirty things.
You're very welcome.
So, Mike, tell us a little bit about the one that we did stop at.
Well,
the Lou Reed Cavern.
The Lou Reed Cavern. Well, we were stalked while we were down in the caverns. We got down to, 15,000 feet below ground level, and there was this man. He was just like,
oh yeah, we made a little friend
hanging back while we're like enjoying the caverns, and he just like
I thought he was there just to make sure we didn't like break off pieces of it so we can put them inside ourselves later.
Any of his business, goddammit. No, this man. Like,
what I do with that stalactite is none of your goddamn business.
Oh, it's so tight. That stalactite.
Those voices. I like to
friend.
Watch.
It was so random because we thought he was lagging behind and he needed a friend. He told us his whole life story.
He did.
His wife left him and he's having a midlife crisis situation.
And he's got nice kids.
He is, of course, know. Everyone has nice kids.
So he lives in a cave now?
And he wanted to ask him to fucking sleep over. And he
fair enough.
Us.
Fair enough.
But then he was talking about he was listening to the Ed Wood soundtrack on the way because he saw my vampire jacket. I'm like, oh, even down in a cave, Ed Wood and vampire say hello from the afterworld.
And this was
but then
cave.
He tried to like touch Polly, so it got
so,
kind of weird.
So of course they had the lights out.
Oh yeah.
And the only thing
special,
that
special, yeah.
Well. Being that it was a very special occasion, Velda had just debuted her glow-in-the-dark Vincent Price pin.
Yeah.
And when we had to blackout, we weren't waiting for it.
We were waiting for it.
You know,
with anticipation.
We live in the darkness at all times, but when it's finally completely dark, we still bring some goddamn light. What's wrong with us? But the Vincent Price pin was
it was the
all
only thing
glow.
You could see.
It was about the size of a silver dollar, too.
Yeah, it's like 2 inches tall.
Big glowing Vincent Price face moving through the cavern.
Little cutie pie Vincent Price in the darkness of this cave. I was very proud.
It was a beautiful moment.
I was trying to think of a quote from Vincent Price. I couldn't think of it.
Die!
Honestly, anything applies here, I think.
So, we got to go down there, but before that, we ended up going through a maze. My very first hedge maze.
Me too. God, I've wanted to do a hedge maze my whole life. I was so thrilled.
I was disappointed.
Yeah?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson wasn't there at the
fucking party. I was going to be like, oh, God, yeah. You're such a party pooper. Then I was like, you know what? I respect that. Yeah. You did not have an axe man chasing you.
If we would have thought about it, we could have just brought some nitros and frozen you in the end if you really wanted such a
it's
thing.
True. I would have loved Jack Nicholson going on.
If I would have known they had a hedge maze, we would have brought an axe with us. That would have been perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You could have been running around with an axe.
Here's Fester.
No.
All right, Velda's gonna go pee, so we're gonna take a tiny break.
Be right back.
Beep, boop, boop, beep.
Trying to break.
Pee right back.
Pee right back.
Nope, I'm gonna actually go in right behind you. Might as well. Okay. All right. I'm gonna keep the live feeding. It's facing you right now.
You guys, can I just point out there's like tornado clouds in your...
Hello, Trundle Files. This is your old pal, Mr. Arm, coming to you from the attic of Trundle Manor itself in the Trundlecast podcasting office, breaking into this podcast so I can tell you a little bit about the Trundle Manor Patreon page. Now, we just started this thing up, and we want to give people a chance to give us something that can keep this going forever and ever. We have a lot of costs at Trundle Manor, from creating new contraptions to keeping the lights on, replacing light bulbs themselves, and hosting events and trying to provide more and more sustenance for all of our guests. That means drinking sometimes. We were pushed into this. We're very happy to do it, and we're very happy to be out there and asking for this, I suppose, because I want to see that you guys care enough to give back. And we appreciate every cent that comes to us. I mean, we have... everything from a... you can pledge everything from a buck to 50 bucks. We don't expect the 50. But this is all per month. You pledge a buck a month, that's not very much. That's, you know, you could find that nestled inside of a piece of taxidermy that you haven't shaken in a long time. For a buck, we'll talk about you on the Trundlecast. We'll say your name. The Whispers, we've got something where... for $5, we'll actually write your name on the walls of the Trundlecast office. That's pretty cool. We want to leave something in the manor. So your name is actually going to be written on the walls of Trundle Manor, all for just $5 per month. I know I spend more than that just on things to keep me going. For a sawbuck and a fin for $15, I want you to be in our forever club. That is a photograph that we are going to keep downstairs that has everyone's face in it. That is part of the Forever Club that has given us $15 a month, because we want to show that you guys are there. And of course, you'll get all the previous stuff for all of these. They sort of just keep going down the line. You guys know how this goes. The next one is Mommy and Daddy Dearest. That's $25 a month. Give us that. You can adopt one of our critters. This is the coolest thing. We learned about this on our honeymoon to England. There was a museum that was actually doing this, and we thought, well, it's perfect. We'll give people a chance to actually adopt one of our critters, one of our devices, anything in the manor. You'll choose what you want. We'll make sure it's available and doesn't already have a name. We'll make a little plaque with your name, the adopted name that you want to give to our creature. And that's going to be up in the collection. So every tour that comes through gets to see that you supported Trundle Manor and you continue to do so. The next one up for just another $5, it's the Proud Parent. You get to come into the Trundlecast, and we interview you and talk to you about why you would want to give us so much money a month, because that is fascinating to us. We appreciate it, and we want to give thanks in person. So we'll make you drinks. We'll interview you. You'll sit in on the games. You'll have a good time. And the very next one is Warshers of the Singing Tumor. This one is the top tier. You get everything else, and you also get a acquisitioner's packet that we send out bi-yearly. So twice a year, we're going to send you out a packet with anything new that we come out with. So even if we don't have something new, we'll find something to send to you, and you're going to get that in the mail. And you're going to get updates, secret prizes, all that stuff. And also, at the $15 mark, you get into Velda's private secret Instagram that she'll host,
that'll show you all the behind the scenes stuff of Trundle Manor. Us as kids, Little Devil as a baby. You're going to see stuff that just nobody really gets to see that makes us more human, that we try to hide as much as possible. It's hard being a villain these days with all these photographs being taken of you. It's hard to cover all that up. I mean, that's what we have. Those are the small little things that we're asking for. That's going to help keep Trundle Manor going. We are at patreon.com/Trundle Manor. Super easy. Comes out once a month. You don't even think about it. And that's the best part. We've got a few pledges already. We've only been out for maybe a week or two. I think a week. The very first one was Joe Battaglia. That's a guy that's been to the manor in the past. He's an old friend. We haven't seen him for a while. Thank you, Joe. He was the very first one. Sam Burns, Sam, I know, wanted to be the first one to pledge, but he was just a little bit short. Thank you so much, Sam. Sam's the one that helped push us into this and get us going on the Trundle Cast. Next one's Jamie Lilly. Thank you, Jamie. I might have gotten it wrong. Might be Jamie Lilly. Looks like a pretty name. Thank you so much for your donation. Next one is a dear friend of the manor. Two dear friends, we think, even though it's underneath one name, Michael Ravensland. And his lady, Hannah. Those are both good friends of the manor. We miss them very much. Love you guys. Thank you so much. So far, they are the top promoters. The next one's Renee Reese. Thank you, Renee, so much. And our very most recent one is Kimberly Fanto. Thank you, Kimberly. We appreciate everything people can give us. Thank you all so much. Remember, go to patreon.com/Trundle Manor. Just whatever you can give is very appreciated, and it helps keep the death inside the walls of Trundle Manor. So thank you all, and without further ado, I don't think I've forgotten anything. I'd like to return you to your regularly scheduled program.
You put that one on the Facebook of the Book of Faces and tag me on that.
Facial books. So I have to make a
facial books.
We're back, by the way.
We're back. We
Trundle break.
I have to make. I was thinking about it today. I need to make a Trundle Cast page just for the Trundle Cast. That
you should actually
absolutely
exist.
Yeah, that way we can tag it. But
yeah, now that
post videos, pictures.
Now there's more people involved
with all our friendly faces right on the camera.
Yeah, we Jimmy, if you can remember tonight before we all leave, maybe we can get a shot at just the four of us. Just so I can throw that up on the top, and Eve can be there since she's part of the Trundle Cast now. So you think you want to do that?
Actually,
we'll do it down in the parlor. Or something.
No.
A tripod. I can set a 10-second timer, and all of us.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, that would be cool.
Done and done.
The other option would be put everyone with their headphones and microphones on that side.
I'm a part of the cast.
But if we do it down in the parlor, that'd be way better because they could put the timer on tripod. But
yeah,
all,
that'd be good.
But maybe we wait to do that till we're prepared. That way we can all be
dressed up,
fixed,
fixings
all right. With all the fixings.
All right. So for now, I'll just put a goatee of my own asshole on the top since I don't have a picture of all of us, and then that'll eventually be fixed with a
nothing.
With the rabbit's ass.
Speaking
that's coming.
It better be coming.
It's coming.
Yes.
Because I will be if there's
it's
a rabbit's ass in this room.
So hard.
Disgusting.
As soon as I can get an image of that rat's ass, I will gladly put that in
this
proper spot in our group photo.
That
well, for the week I do have the rabbit, the cover photo should be the microphone drenched in rabbit.
Yes.
So I figured out how I want to do it, because I can't have, I can't dry it and position it like this.
Sure.
So I'm going to dry it like a pelt.
And then
and make
it
so
over.
I can just drape it. That's yeah. And, as opposed to make it, because I wanted to make it like tight with a microphone
hang it
inside.
Like, kind of over like a beer bottle kind of thing, like that.
Yeah, that's what I figured, yeah.
That'll, because look at the, it's pretty close.
Well, that's what I was figuring. I'm going to put it on a post and I'm going to like suntan it.
Yeah.
You know, that way it dries where the sides are flat and the back stays curved. And then I can just flap it over. You know, I have some cool stuff for the mouth.
Nice.
I have some good plans for
some
the
good,
mouth.
Some good lipstick. Yeah.
No, it's all involving tongue and tooth.
The inside of the
it's
mouth.
It's all tongue and tooth.
Okay, then we'll just Ed Gein it for you when you're not around.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Mike Tyke, you wanted to talk a little bit about our trip too.
Oh, I'll tell
you. Tell us what you what your impressions are, Mike.
Mike's tripping.
Wow. Isn't he always?
Well, you know, I went down there to try to find Annalisa the cat. Meow.
Yeah.
But, you know.
She wasn't around.
She wasn't around. But, hey. You know,
she's somewhere to be.
Yeah. Hey, I had Mike Hurst, you know, which was.
Mike is so lovely.
I tell you, it was the best trip ever. You know, going out with you guys, it was just fantastic. We had the time of our lives. We did everything from touring cemeteries to going to caves, going to concerts, buying bad taxidermy.
Oh, yeah.
Antoine.
Oh, yeah.
What is our bad taxidermy?
Well, something that we never thought would actually be a Trundle Manor. Trundle Manor finally acquired a dog. Oh, Pooch.
Little Pooch?
Yeah, I wrote to my dad. Oh, I said, hey, Dad. I said, hey, Dad, we just bought a dog. Because they bought one, and I was dismayed. And he said, let me guess, it's stuffed. And I said, how did you know?
He said, duh.
Dad wrote back, because you're my son.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So we tied it to the roof.
Trundle break. Oh, no, we got a trundle break on that one. Yeah, because you're my son. Aww.
It was very sweet. It's
to
so funny.
To my dad, because Father's Day is coming up.
To Pops.
All the dads.
To Pops.
Mike, to my dad, your dad. All the dads that matter. Mike is the dad.
I like how you said that. All the dads that matter.
Listen, I've got friends.
Because some of them fucking don't.
I know. I got friends that worry about things.
But it was just a
our
great
dad
time.
Matters. He doesn't bitch him.
Fantastic. I love the fact when we went to all the old haunts of Edgar Allan Poe. You know, we went to both of his grave sites, and
they were in the same cemetery.
They were, you know, and you know, we
how
got,
does he
we,
have two grave sites?
So he got buried in the back of it. He was buried in a pauper's grave. So it was only pieces of him. And then they did like a monument later.
Can you define pauper's grave for those who don't know what we're talking about who are listening?
P-A-U-P-E-R.
Not for me, because I don't know, but mass grave.
They dig a hole and shove you into it.
Yeah, for poor people.
That sounds fun.
It does sound fun now that we've been talking about it.
And we only got one ticket for the all-day ride. You know, yeah, it was an all-day parking ticket, actually.
Yeah, we owe Mike some money for some parking tickets.
That
man,
bitch.
Oh, shit. Parking ticket.
Baltimore parking attendants are very vigilant. We're not expecting
was
that bit.
Bitch.
We were 2 minutes off.
Yeah.
We were right there.
Yeah.
Even City of Pittsburgh gives you 10.
Yeah, no, they're crazy down there. They're crazy going
we
out.
We even paid for the spot, but because it was the timing and the time of day and all that bullshit.
Yeah. What town was this in?
Not Baltimore. Baltimore. I've never seen a more convoluted set of signs that tells you when and where to park in my life.
There are a ton of
hashtag riot on Baltimore parking signs.
No. They are very good to us, except for that one bit.
Spray paint them black.
When we went to the ice cream, place, you know, that meter woman was very nice.
Wait, which? What?
Went to the ice cream place?
Oh, yeah.
The ice cream
pie?
Yeah, the pie place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, can I just say, we went to a pie place, and they had savory dinner time pies, and they had delicious little sweet fruit dessert pies. So we all got two pies. We had one savory, one sweet. There were so many pies that happened. It was very exciting.
It's pie.
Very pieful.
It was a pieful day. I'm sorry. Pieful. I got excited because we don't have that here.
No.
Kind of it was very pious.
Ah, very pious. Jimmy chiming in. Oh. I have a lighter.
Do you have the tongs?
I don't need one.
Yeah, that was one of many fantastic places we visited. So about back to this dog taxidermy, it was shaved after it was taxidermied. It looks like if you've ever had a velvet.
It's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, it is. If you've ever had a velvet stuffed animal that's been through the wash.
Tell them its new name and why.
We have called him
John Wayne Fish
because he is going to be dressed like a little circus clown, as in John Wayne Gacy, and he has pins in his butthole. A la Albert Fish, having them.
Ah, I like that.
I was just saying,
but he didn't bury gay boys under his basement, and then you said Fish. I'm like, Fish was that sodomite.
Because this dog does have pins in its butthole, and I think it was a part of the taxidermy process. I don't know.
What I think happened, and I've seen this before in taxidermy, as the skin dries, it starts to pull away from the form. So what I assumed is what's happening is that
yeah, it was trying to fix
the form started pulling away just at the asshole.
Yeah, but because Albert
like
Fish,
fucking dog
the,
asshole,
the child eating, child molesting serial killer of the 1920s, had pins in his undercarriage, and that's all I'm gonna say.
What we're saying is that title. When you dry out, the first place to split is your bum, and secondly, Albert Fish was a freak.
He's a literal boogeyman.
Freak.
Literal boogeyman.
I've
listened to the last podcast on the left.
Oh God,
for,
yes.
For or amazing stories on Albert Fish.
Stop
I wish
to
I
it.
Could cite the author of the couple books I have, but I have volume 1, 2, and 3 of Serial Killers A to Z.
Wow.
Very nice books to read. Little pictures of them, like birthday, death date, what they did.
We're
like very
of,
informational.
We're kind cool. of new to the serial killer oeuvre. After, and now we've been listening
that's been
to
my
last
thing
podcast.
Since high school.
Well, we're there and we're here for it.
Yeah, it's good. I'll bring
I
my books over.
I didn't have to read them because I was on the path to being yeah. one, so I didn't.
My dear husband
I thought it would just
favorite.
Push me over the edge.
On a side, on a side personal between me and Mr. Arm, they say, what are the three things? You play with fire as a young age.
Yeah,
which
head,
I did.
Head injury.
Wet your bed.
No.
Yeah, wet your bed. Head injury.
Wet your bed until like a little later on. You light fires.
Fire, bedwetting, head injury, and killing animals.
And then, no, they actually took it away from killing animals and torturing animals to just, what's the word? Not maleficent.
Malevolence?
Malevolent.
Towards
yeah.
animals.
Yes, towards animals. So, even the interest in tests and things like that. Yeah. So,
ding, ding, ding.
When I was
10 out of 10.
Yeah, right. 10 out of 10. 10 would do it again.
10, 11, something like that. I had a cat who passed away, and I buried in the backyard. A year later, I dug her up. She was on a staff. Put her on a big
cat
stick.
Staff.
Yeah, a cat. I yeah, put her ribs up staff. Like spider webs. Like, I made it all decorative, you know, real cool. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh, that's really awesome. Where did you get that? I'm like, I made it. It used to be my cat. I had that cat when I was 2 years old, and she died when I was about 12, 14, somewhere in there. And I still have her to this day in certain parts.
Interesting.
But that doesn't bother me.
Anton, and did you ever dig up that deer that I gave you, that yearling?
Yearling?
Yeah.
I don't remember what that means.
I don't know.
It's a one-year-old deer.
Was that one-year-old deer that I brought you?
We just don't remember the deer.
It's probably still in the rot pit.
A corner of our yard has become a makeshift
pet cemetery.
We haven't
dug that up in about a year, just to let stuff go.
There are some. There's
you
a
skinned
bunch
it. You told me
it was very fresh
and.
We just let nature take its course. We haven't been in there yet. But,
okay.
Here's how you know we're fucked up. Is that I also have a rot pit in my house.
Yeah.
And I've been working on taking a tank and making it for the beetles that eat. But
they're mested beetles.
Yeah. Yes. But. They're too much maintenance, and the dirt does the same thing, and I give it 8 months, and I'm done. I just gotta brush some worms off. And I like to use,
Well, the domestics are bad if they get into, like, our collection, because that's the end of it, you know?
Well, even if you have them outside, you have to put them in the tank.
We
and they
used
have to grease
some...
the top of the tank so they can't get out, because once they get out, they spread. It's just a big ordeal.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big ordeal. If you bury them in the ground, you give them 6, 8 months, you have bones. You know, you pull them off, you might have a little bit of skin.
Yeah. You
what
let
I like
do
to do is I take them in like a 5 gallon bucket. It's 50% peroxide and 50% water. I used to use bleach, and it got them too white, and it made the bones brittle.
Yeah,
oh, it does make them brittle.
Bleach, you gotta watch real careful.
Yeah, but if you don't have the time, if you use peroxide, it will bubble and foam, and then it will die off. Then
same as with hair. They used to call bleach blonde girls peroxide blondes because they wouldn't do it to their no fucking fall out.
What with percentage?
Like, but with, I get... Because I'm using so much.
Like half and half?
Well, it's 50-50.
Okay. Mm.
But I get like the dollar store stuff. Because I'm using
so much. Yeah,
I'm using so much of it, though.
It's all
and those are your tips out there for all your apprentice taxidermy people out there.
Absolutely. And here is why. Is because when you use the 50-50.
Every aspiring Igor.
When you use the 50-50 peroxide.
Yes,
master. First the bleach. The peroxide will give you a yellowish bone color kind of finish. And will be totally clean. The other side is a brittle, bright white bone.
Yeah.
Which looks great, but if you want a real bone look,
use
peroxide and water.
Smart.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it.
That's,
it gives you that nice yellowing.
Excellent.
Yeah, the highlights and the white.
Can I propose a new segment, Serial Killer Decorating Tips?
Yes, please. Yeah. Yes, please.
Because I feel like I've learned so much in the past 3 minutes. I'm very excited. And fashion tips. Damn straight.
Speaking of fashion tips, it's time for Mike's segment.
Oh.
We'll skip that. Yeah. We'll skip to this. Yeah, let's do it. Scratch it off. Yeah.
Let's do a little bit of Fester's Best.
Oh.
Fester's Best! Well, this week, ladies and gentlemen, I am featuring a Fright Rag t-shirt of Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice!
Betelagas.
Yeah, that too.
Betelgeuse.
Let's just all pronounce it different ways, and maybe one of us will get it right, and he'll come.
Well, good brother. Where is this shirt from?
Brought to you by Fright Rags. Yes, Fright Rags. The first name in custom t-shirts. Rags. Yes, this was a one-day sale that I jumped on immediately because now you cannot get this ever again.
And when Mike jumps, it hits hard.
Only when it comes back down.
Trying to break.
Can I just say on the Beetlejuice note, Michael Keaton, who played Beetlejuice,
what does trying to break mean to you?
Makes you motherfucking drink.
Take a goddamn drink.
I had a thing.
Yeah, she had a thought.
I'm sorry. But she has to drink first.
I know, but she had a pause.
It's like
a
cheers.
Thought.
Michael Keaton lives in Pittsburgh. Beetlejuice Batman lives in Pittsburgh. And we definitely drunk to
And
him.
Birdman.
And Birdman, of course.
And and he will be Vulture in the upcoming Spider-Man movie.
I love him getting work. We love him to pieces. And when we were having our wedding last year, Mr. Arm Drunk tweeted him and said, "Hey, if you want to come to our wedding, here's the details." Of course, he didn't come, but
or tweet back to us.
Batman was there, though. Wait, Batman was not there.
Was he?
No, neither was Porno Batman. None of
he was
Batman.
On the roof.
There were zero Batmans.
Bruce Wayne was there.
I was too damn drunk.
There were
to
zero
know.
Batmans and I'm two Batman. Bruce Waynes and about 14,000 fucking villains.
We're going to have a bananiversary
party.
That's
why they didn't come in because
and
they were
we're
afraid.
Gonna have, we're going to have Beetlejuice. We're going to have George Romero when he comes
Betelgeuse.
Back. Yes, everybody. Pittsburgh is full of horror people and we're going to have them all.
Horrible or horror?
Whatever you like.
Both.
Yep.
Goes hand in hand.
Ham in ham.
So we were supposed to...
From ham!
We were supposed to talk about everybody's favorite drinks at some point.
Oh, we'll get
Does anybody
this?
Have a favorite drink?
No.
Oh.
The one that happens to be in my hand.
Caster's got something for this.
He's a thing to do.
When Mike finally talks, he gets shut down.
I know. And I'm sorry.
Story of my life.
For those of you listening, we actually had to... This is actually a segue. So we have to go around the room while I prepare something else for the next
segment.
So we'll start with Anton.
Velda, darling, what's your favorite drink?
Oh, no, we're starting with you.
Me?
You.
Yes. You're next to him.
Well, to be honest, I think I'm going to fall back on my standard. Anything that has a mix of absinthe is my favorite.
Diet orange juice.
Talk about absinthe,
actually,
what it's made of.
Absinthe is an amazing thing, which I'm sure a lot of people know. But a lot of people don't know you're not supposed to light the fucking thing on fire.
That's bitch.
It's a bunch of lying bullshit. All it needs is some sugar, water, and a little bit of luching, which turns it a bit white and milky. Not that I'm into white and milky things, but...
Lies.
I know what you are.
Lies.
But that's always been fascinating to me. I love the lore behind it and all of the romanticism behind it. And so... I let people think things, and unfortunately I tell them, like a bad magician, the horrible truth behind the actual absinthe. But I won't tell it on the Trundlecast!
That's right.
You'll have to come to the manor for that.
Secret.
I'm somehow prepared for this question.
Okay, darling, what... my other one is...
A lifetime in the making.
Just orange sun-kissed diet with spiced rum. That's my standard
drink. It gets the job done.
It does.
It's the Trundle Sunrise, Eve said, and that is correct.
Oh, that's a good name, the Trundle Rise.
God.
Which is like when the sun goes down.
It does get me
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we do those things. So I have a three-pronged answer. I have...
One!
Several sweet teeth. You did like eight drinks.
No, I'm...
No, he's doing the bulletin points.
Oh,
one!
Yeah, the first one. Okay, the first one. So I'm a big fan of delicious, sweet, dark port wine, port rum. Great, great job.
Yeah. That went real south real fast.
Good job. All right. All right. Mike, what's your fish?
No, bring it back.
I'm kidding.
I love sweet, delicious port wine because it tastes like dessert.
Two.
I love anything involving rum and tiki drinks. I'm a great big fan.
Wait. Was tiki drinks three?
Tiki drinks is two.
Two.
Tiki drink, rum-related things. And then three, I love
three
apple cider fall flavored caramel apple cinnamon garbage. It tastes like Halloween.
Yes.
Basically, just give me a fuckload of sugar and don't pay attention to me after that.
But do you have a favorite drink?
One particular
based on
cocktail?
Those? Yeah, sure.
No, those are just like my flavors. I like dark sweet rum. Any kind of crazy cocktails that you've heard me. Move on.
Any kind of crazy cocktails.
I'm sorry.
The Tesla Bolt is my favorite absinthe drink.
Is that a car?
We made up.
The Tesla Bolt?
Absinthe and lemon juice.
Just absinthe and lemon juice drunk out of a brass cup. So you get that electrification.
Yeah.
There's a weird charge.
To interject.
It's only delivered in a very small amount.
I had a conversation earlier yesterday, actually, with a gentleman who was saying he didn't like absinthe. And I said, I'm not a huge fan of the licorice flavor, blah, blah, blah. But my favorite way to drink absinthe is two shots of absinthe, a half an ounce of lemon juice, and then 2 ounces of milk. Mm. So I call it the Green Russian.
Oh, is you get that from Archer?
Is that from Archer?
No, is that from Archer?
Yes.
Because I wanted to call it the Hulk. I wanted to call it the Hulk.
Well, shit, we'll have to research it because I love that. I've always loved that idea.
I like the absinthe with milk. Yeah.
So... we skipped over Mike.
No, we're I just interjected.
Mike.
Okay.
Now we're on Mike. He's taking his in the wrong end. He is drinking the wrong direction.
Those vodka tampons aren't meant for men. Stop doing them.
Okay. Sorry. It wouldn't be the Trundle Cast if I wasn't crying.
This is all you like.
This is true. I was wondering, you know, speaking of all that, you know, sugary stuff, can't we, like, make a drink out of, like, Anton's pineapple upside-down birthday cake?
Oh, my God.
I think if we would, you know, take those ingredients, because it's got, you know, 79% sugar.
Fair.
And, you know, the other 25%, you know, is the pineapple.
It's funny you say that.
The white vanilla vodka.
There used to be cake flavored rum. You know, they do like flavored
vodka. Cake flavored.
But I mean, where's the pineapple upside down? You know.
Well, they had it on the bottle. It said.
Is it because it's upside down, like rump
rum
in the air?
Plus pineapple juice. It would taste like that.
Is that why you like it? It's because
you like to turn her upside down.
Yeah. Is it because the rump's in the air, or is it the pineapple, or what's the deal?
Yeah.
Tastes like pineapple.
All of the above.
All the above.
Okay.
But get that prickly bush on top. I mean, I'll never mind.
Hey, just be honest.
He's old school. It's fine.
Just be honest. That's all.
Right.
It's the only time you have some pricklies on your tops.
It's been such a long time. I'm going blind. Blind, I say. Oh, the razor burns on my palm.
Caster, what's your favorite drink? Caster, what is your favorite drink?
All right. So, I go through phases. And this is kind of a whole segment. Either way, segues and stupid fucking wheel things, right? Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They just named them shitty. They took away the goddamn name from...
Different spelling.
Really? Different spelling? Jim says different spelling. That's fine. Anyway, so...
I'll cut that part out.
I like to switch my liquors up. Occasionally, I will go from scotches to whiskeys, back and forth to rums. I give it like a 6-month period, and then I switch it up. I've been doing the whiskeys and scotches hard, I would say, for about 2 years. And I think the past couple months, I finally made amends with my friend, Mr. Tequila. And then I found the scotch of tequilas. So if I love tequilas, I love the taste. But if you go to the Mezcal...
All sounds terrible to me.
Oh, the Mezcal. Mr. Mezcal is like the scotch of tequilas. It's a little woody, a little tasty.
Is it cured in the...
Mezcal,
like whiskey barrel.
For those of you who can't see what I'm showing, is the tequila that comes with the worm in the bottom.
Oh, yeah, the wormy one.
Son of a bitch.
Yes.
my goodness.
So, psychedelic.
I've been going on to this, and I could sit here and read this, but is anybody really good at reading over air?
Oh, maybe me.
I can read.
Yeah, yes, read this tablet, and then I will go back into my
thing. Tell me when. I'll read it.
Just read the whole front. The whole thing.
Oh, he's going to read it.
Yes, go
ahead. The whole thing.
In your voice.
You are holding in your hands one of the most legendary drinks in the world. Its mystique, created over hundreds of years, follows it to this day. What is it about mezcal that has given it such an avid following? What makes it so unique? The beginning. Mezcal dates from the middle of the 16th century, when the Spanish conquistadors had conquered the New World. When they ran out of their traditional rum, the battle-scarred fighters looked for something else to celebrate with. The Aztecs, near the mountaintop settlement of Monte Alban in... Oh, these are a lot of words.
That one word's hard to pronounce, but you've been doing really good so far.
Oaxaca.
Yeah.
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 Had cultivated a certain species of agave cactus for juice, which they would ferment into what they call pulque.
The
Spaniards, wanting something more potent than pulque, began to experiment with the agave. First, they chopped it up to be cooked. The juice was then pressed out, fermented for several days, and finally distilled. The result was mezcal.
The mezcal.
The legend. Traditionally, every bottle of the true mezcal made in Oaxaca province contains an agave worm.
Hey.
Since the agave worm inhabits only the species of cactus that mezcal is made from, the agave worm signifies genuine mezcal, made the traditional way. The worm isn't there for looks. It is meant to be eaten, because it is believed by many that within the worm lies the key.
Psychedelicness.
Some say it unlocks the door to a world of wondrous experiences. Others say it sets free a spirit of celebration. Still, others say that eating the worm locks in the enchantment.
So...
Wait, no, it continues on the other side.
Damn it.
And excitement of mezcal. Fuck you, little book. The worm then holds different keys for different people. And there's only one way to see what yours will be. Open it. Try it. Then a bunch of more reading. You want me to finish? There's one last one.
No, that's it.
All
unless
right.
Unless it's fun.
No.
Because you did very well.
It's
so
a drink.
Going.
All
keep
right,
going.
The drink.
No, the drink.
Mezcal is traditionally drunk like tequila. That is, with a lick of salt and a bit of lime. For true tradition, use it. Drink the goddamn thing and eat the worm. Woo!
Oh my god!
So what I've done here is saved the past worms from my last two bottles.
Oh, they look fake.
I don't have a thing.
Oh, they are.
You can share. You can eat the worm. I'll drink
the last one. Three bottles ago, when I first switched from scotch to tequila for the summer.
Huh?
It's summertime. Gotta shed them pounds, you know.
Go ahead.
I gave the last one away, because I think the worm is eerie. And even though I've eaten those scorpion popsicles and everything else, it just doesn't jive with me swallowing a full-size worm without chewing it. Chew the fucking thing.
Are you not supposed to chew it?
No, you're supposed to shoot it. That's the problem for me.
And I hate shots. Shots honestly make me vomit, but here's the thing.
Yes. It looks
as
like
much
a giant
as I love
pill.
Tarantellas yes. and cute little snakes and cockroaches, I don't like worms. Worms are the one animal that fucking freaks me out. So I'm happy to be drunk enough to swallow this worm whole. I'm going to swallow this worm whole.
No,
the
you're not.
Spice
no,
must
you're not.
Flow.
Why not?
This is for Anton and me.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll swallow someone else's worm hole then.
Hopefully my night gets better and not worse because she's
I'm pretty sure my worm is bigger.
Worm.
But yours might be more swollen, but mine's longer. it is something I have never done, so this will actually be the first time I've swallowed the worm of my bottle.
So we've been given two little glasses.
And we are spreading it spirit free in the manner of other things we do. This is going to be a gag reflex for me because I have a very shitty gag reflex. So we're going to try and take a shot with a worm in it.
Mike, we get all to right. make fun of them because we're not drinking and they are.
You guys are going to have to give us a countdown. How about that?
All right.
Five, four,
three, two, one.
Jump. Worms.
Oh, it's like swallowing a salty pill.
Has my husband got another worm in his mouth? Is that what's happening?
It's all right. I have three more in my intestines.
Damn.
That's how I stay so slim.
Is that what you're saying to you, motherfucker?
Yes.
How's that feel? Do you hate it?
Journey to the inside of
way too
your
long
mind.
To go down.
That's what she said.
In it.
I think it's time to crawl back out.
That's a trundle break.
Blah, trundle break.
Yeah.
I'm having a break on that.
Break on me.
Ding, ding.
Blah. All right.
I do not like tequila. That wasn't too bad.
No, it was terrible.
It was a little big, though. It was hard to swallow in one go.
Yeah, I had to put it in the mouth and then swallow.
Obviously what she said.
Yeah,
but I like to just let it ease all the way down so I don't taste the gooiness
so,
of it.
I have been drinking this stuff, I mean, off and on
finished
for years.
On my throat.
I have never finished the worm, always passed off the worm.
Into
that is the first time I swallowed the worm.
So you both had worm?
It is the first time both of us have swallowed the worm.
Oh, you guys gotta get dewormed now.
Salud!
69! Yay!
Turn a break!
Wow.
That little fucker is going to crawl out my anus tomorrow.
Congratulations if anyone is still listening to this. Because,
yeah.
Ugh.
Moving forward.
Please drink along.
Moving on.
Or else we sound terribly obnoxious.
Oh, my God.
But wait, there's more. Okay. What's up, baby? What's going on?
Well, we went to a show at one of our sort of partners, Bricolage.
Oh.
I don't think you guys know about this. It was called The Ascendance.
Oh, yeah.
It was an immersive experience. Meant to test out something new that they're going to be doing for the Carnegie.
Yeah, they're a small local theater company in Pittsburgh.
Oh, worm.
Oh, he's crawling back up. Oh, God.
Someone's got a worm burp.
Hello, I'm a worm. I'm inside Mr. Arm. I'll be doing the rest of the talking.
You know, there's a... There's
so
a
what
place.
The fuck were we talking about?
There's a place behind my house that deworms.
Oh, no, please don't, though. I'm just Mr. Arm.
Well.
Huh? What are we talking about, guys?
No,
bring back the 1940s announcer.
Friend,
this guy sucks.
Hello, friends.
He's coming back.
Oh,
is he?
All right.
No,
so
he's back.
All right.
He's back.
He's gone.
He cleared
Dr. Shaitan!
I slurped him back into me. It's fine, everyone. Let's move on.
Yeah.
No, it's in his lungs.
Are we going to play a game?
Goofa.
What?
Bubble.
Goofa? What's Goofa?
Oofa.
Loofa?
Goofa.
Hey, scrub your butt.
Shush. What are we playing?
It's an exclamation.
Answer got some new tattoos.
All right. So that show is pretty cool. We'll talk about that in more detail later. I'll make sure to bring all of our Trundle friends so we can talk about it as a group. I did get some new tattoos. In fact, maybe they led up to this. They're flies.
Ooh.
I've got three little Beelzebub flies buzzing around on my arm.
Buzz.
The dead fish.
Cue the cramps as he
was done. My friend of ours. You guys might know him. Jamie Apgar.
Mr. Admiral Apgar.
Admiral Apgar gave me some tattoos on air. There might be a recording. I'm not sure if we'll release it, though. Pretty boring.
Just a bunch of buzzing.
Next month, I will take tattoos on air if that's available.
It sounds like it is, because I think that one was...
I have plenty of room for tattoos.
If we do it like during this, it might be more fun, because that could be going on while we're talking.
That's cool.
Yes.
I'm down.
Let's do it. It'll be a little one. Get a little thing.
I'll get whatever. I don't care. I got plenty of space.
I just mean for time.
Oh, no, I know, but I got plenty of space.
In your butt. Huh. Eve just said in his butt.
In my butt.
Digging for gold again, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, there's gold in there.
We also had a movie.
It's probably corn, but it's
shot
gold color.
At Trundle Manor.
Class setup.
Called Body Memories.
Oh, yeah. Somebody was filming a whole movie film here.
One of the films. Body Memories.
And we listened to the interview with the director and some of the camera guys on the last Trundle cast. So listen back for that. And we actually filmed it. We let them film it. So that just really meant that we had to hide in the rooms they weren't filming in.
It meant that we had to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning to let them in our house.
If you film it, it's not prostitution. It's pornography.
But it also finally gave us time to sit down because we weren't allowed to do anything, so we didn't make noise. So that works sometimes.
Did we
for
eat
the
pizza
manor.
In bed?
We had some of their leftover shite pizza, which I think was whatever, but...
Yeah. If it's free, it's for me.
It was free, and it was...
If it's free, it's for me.
Keep that in mind for Fester's Best!
I want everyone to listen into that, and Mike said, if it's free, it's for me. So if
like
you want to...
Like your t-shirts, right, Mike?
I like my t-shirts.
T-shirts.
Yeah, yeah. Right, whatever. T-Villains, you know. T-Fury, yes. Where do we send those t-shirts to, Anton?
Send those t-shirts to Trundle Manor.
7724 Juniata Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15218.
In 3XLD.
What's the D stand for?
3DXL.
We're like boobies?
No,
like
3D. Yeah.
He's a big boy with double D's.
He's talking about his dick.
I know he is. We went on vacation with him. We stayed in a room with like three people and like five fucking ferrets. I know exactly what size everyone's tits are.
Wait, one of those was a ferret.
All right, that's all that I have on my little notebook for things to talk about. Does anybody else have something to add?
Yes, I have a game.
Oh, we have a game to
play. Motherfucking game.
Games to play.
So, we are all very celebratory people. I feel like that's fair, right?
Yeah.
We celebrate.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say celibate, and I was like...
Yeah, right.
I'm so blind.
No, I didn't mean that at all. So, we celebrate a lot of things, and our game is we're going to invent a holiday. And we're going to have a couple of minutes to think about it, because that's only fair. But we have to consider how we're going to celebrate this holiday. When in the year or how often it will be, what kind of food and drink we will consume that is based upon this holiday. Are we going to wear special costumes, which of course is my special interest? Will there be a parade?
I've got an idea.
Presents, mascots, everything. Think about it.
I like all these things, but what we're going to do is we're going to write down three things each. And it can be one of those things that Valda just said, which you can repeat later.
Mm-hmm.
We'll throw them all into a bin.
Yep.
We'll draw them out as we do.
So everybody does a place. And no, then actually, it should be four. Place.
Each? Yeah.
Place, time, theme. Or no, that's three, right?
No, we're just writing like three things. It could be Middle Ages.
Themes for the holiday.
It could be Middle Ages. It could be...
And we draw from a hat, then we all decide how to celebrate.
Gothic nature.
Here's the best way to do it. So we do a place-time thing, and everybody has three piles. So then you mix up one of the three piles, and then you do a random of each three. So for the four of us...
So there's three main things.
Yeah, so there
is
should
that okay?
be
Can
there
you
should
pick
be
up three of those ones that you've read out. Three,
so there should be a total of 12
four
items.
Four different ones.
Yeah.
Okay. The
four.
So each person will get four little pieces of paper.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Place time thing.
Here's four.
What? Theme.
Write a place.
Theme of the holiday.
Theme, place, time, and
costume.
Well, like food, drink, like what the theme of it. What you're going to consume, the costume, and then the time.
Okay, good. Well, here,
time period.
Yeah. Well, the thing I was thinking is that everybody can do one of their own, or if we do separate piles, one for each thing, we do a mixed bag.
The
potluck is a random place from one of the four, a random time from one of the four, a random costume, and... So it'll all match up in a very awkward way.
Yes, I
and
like
then
that.
Maybe at the end we can read
That's
off what we intended,
theme
kind
is
of thing.
Sort of the whole thing.
So this is
time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Place.
But so for your theme,
fancy dress
for each person.
Wait, time, place, dress, and food, drink, consumption.
So for each person, they do time, place, and drink.
Not four.
What?
Yes, it's four.
Time.
Time, place, drink, and what you're gonna wear.
Okay. So we all do the four. And then what we're going to do is a mixed bag. So each
time,
one.
Time, place, booze, costume.
Each one will be one card, and we'll draw one card. So the time will be actually one of five people's requests.
Okay.
So it ends up being a mixed bag.
I want the mixed bag. That's what
I'm
going for.
So as opposed to be like, this is my time, place thing, this is my time, place thing. This. So we do a pull of the hat.
No, we have to like we have to make a party based on the
four things. A pull of the hat for time, a pull of the hat for place, pull of the hat for thing.
Time, place, so, booze, costume. Time, place.
So we're going to take
booze,
a quick
costume.
Quick trundle break. There's four each. Yeah, each.
Everybody gets four.
We're gonna take a quick trundle.
Costume.
Wait, trundle break and
trundle break.
Ding!
We
need to. Everybody get a shot. We will be back after the next segment. I'm sure Anton has some things to plug into here, and then we will be back and we will conclude our random mixed bag of time, place, thing, and costume.
Yeah.
Bing.
Bing.
Bing, bing, bing. Okay.
Welcome. Welcome to
Video Vixens.
Video Vixens.
Yay.
We've missed a lot of movie nights here.
We did. There's
been a lot going on.
Let's catch people up on the story so far.
Yeah. Let me just do a brief recap of all the movies that we've done.
Do it.
We don't need to talk a whole bunch about all of them.
No.
We did Rebel Without a Cause and The Wild One.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy 50s Juvenile Delinquents.
Sexy goodness.
In cinematic brilliance.
Marlon Brando back when he was hot.
Right.
What?
Before he was a human whale.
Oh, awesome.
Poor Brando. We did a special. Oh. Is everything
get
okay?
It. Get it.
Ooh.
Get the microphone.
Thank you.
I just heard what your inside sounds like.
Very... You can hear my cheeseburger from lunch. Fizzing around. Anyway, let's. We had Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah, and then we did a special Italiano Mafia night.
Yes.
We did Goodfellas, Casino, and Godfather.
Once again, Marlon Brando.
Again, yeah, it was a Brando-heavy year so far.
Brando-rific.
And then we did Sunset Boulevard and Death Becomes Her.
Yes.
Which, it was not a high turnout, and then there was some falling asleep.
I had a bad incident of tequila happen to me the night before.
I had a bad incident of too many Bloody Marys that I made. And it was Rocky's birthday, and Amanda said, I feel bad, I fell asleep on your porch. I said, at my house? When were you at my house? So we missed a few.
Oh, it's
tricks.
Nice though you have a cozy porch for napping though.
I hear that from a lot of people. Yeah.
Let's see. So should we give like a fun fact about each film? Let's talk.
Let's start at the beginning with
Rebel.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Rebel Without a Cause Curse.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Little bastard.
Little bastard. We got Jimmy Dean.
Yes.
Boom. Car crash. Rudy. Or not Rudy. What's his name? Sal Mineo.
Sal Mineo.
Baby little Sal Mineo.
Did he get knifed outside of a bathhouse? Is
he
that
got,
the situation?
He got love knifed in an alley.
Yeah.
Oh, poor little guy.
And of course, Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
With Christopher Walken on Sunshine may or may not have pushed her off that boat.
Maybe. And there was the other girl wound up dead in her pool.
Which other girl?
Oh, I'm blanking on her name right now, but there was definitely a pool death involved.
Yeah.
I think the boat incident is probably the biggest
deaths.
One.
Yeah. Man, all three stars died tragically young and are forever teenagers.
Yeah.
I love this movie. It's one of the like AFI top 100 level cinematic the other people respect movies,
it's
but
pretty great. It's like
it's the first teenage movie. James Dean invented teenagers.
He really
in 1955.
Did, and it's like if you watch it now, I think it's still kind of. It's got like a vibe that the kids today can enjoy as well.
I hope so. I don't know what like, the hell the kids today like.
I don't know.
They could use a lesson in doing their fucking hair.
Yeah, no kidding.
Least.
Some fashion. How to wear a sweater. Come
yes,
on.
And still look
points.
Like a badass.
Points. And then we got Rebel Without a Cause.
Yes.
I just want to say I love the jackets in that pretty much.
Oh, the Wild One. Oh my God. Yeah, they roll into town.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like, oh. So good. So Wild One. Let's see. Oh, and then we had
the whole Italian situation.
Italiano.
Well, there is actually a connection. So the pool that they play in Rebel Without a Cause is the same swimming pool from Sunset Boulevard.
Oh!
It's actually from the same backlot, and I listened to a lot of podcasts about it, and there were some fan theory, parallel universe theories where they said, you know, maybe, you know, this silent movie star did have this situation, this murder pool thing, and then 5 years later, some cute greaser kids played in her pool, and it was empty, and the house was abandoned.
I like to think she's still creeping around in there like she escaped.
Oh, I like that. In the shadows?
Yes. Hell yeah. She's lurking around. Max is like...
That's my goal. That's kind of what I want to be when I'm 50.
I think you're pretty much there. You just gotta age.
I know. We've discussed this, and I think, I mean, complete with Monkey Funeral, I actually have somebody who is a very sweet taxidermy monkey that he has brought to parties before, and it's got sand in his bum. So when you hold him, it feels like a dead baby.
It's a little baby.
Yeah, it's a little baby monkey. Yeah, we almost did a monkey funeral, but you know.
It was so close. I was going to bring a stuffed monkey with little X's on it.
That's awesome. That's such a fucking dumb, gruesome detail. I'm so glad we were both on the same page there.
Oh my god. Oh, okay. Taliano Festival.
Yeah.
See, let's talk about like the art. Let's talk about art imitates life. So
can you? Because I had never seen any of these movies before this, and I felt so bad.
Oh my god. Wait, Taliano Godfather. Almost. It took like 2 years till they could actually start shooting it.
Why? Because there was so much pre-production, or what happened?
No, because the
Brando.
No, well, it's probably part of it. Actually, they didn't want to have Brando in it because he's a little bit of a chore to work with.
I've heard.
But no, it was the Italian-American businessman's wink, wink. I'm winking into the microphone.
She's winking so hard.
Winking so hard.
It's almost audible.
Wink. The Italian-American Businessmen Association were like, you can't make this movie. This is outrageous. This is defamation of Italians.
I guess that was the first movie of its type, though, to really call it out. I mean, kind of a romantic version, though.
It kind of was. Well, there was, they made a really bad mob picture at Paramount Studios.
Uh-huh.
They made a really bad mob picture like a year before, and they're like, oh, we're not doing this again.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
don't want to look bad.
Don't want to do it. And they wanted The Godfather to be set in, like, contemporary age, so, like, mm-hmm. the 70s. And they wanted it to be, like, the sort of, like, pew-pew action crime drama, but,
yeah.
like...
But it was, like, what, 1939 or something?
Yeah,
it was,
no,
like,
they wanted
romantic.
It to be, like, legit, like, historical, like, Sicily and the war and all this stuff. So, anyway, like, long story... Italian Americans were like, you can't make this. And they were like, yeah, we kind of really want to make this. And they had all these negotiations back and forth. They had death threats. The director and the crew and like the producer had like death threats. And there was finally it came down to the producer, who's this awesome, like total, like badass classic Hollywood Jewish dude.
Of course.
I forget his name. He's just like, let me tell you a story about the mafia. But yeah, he had the heads, the capos come to his office and they're like, we're going to read this whole script. And we're going to make sure there's no, you are not allowed to use the word mafia or mob anywhere in this picture. And like, meanwhile, like the script is like 200 pages. And so he's like, okay, here you go. And the mob guy's like fusses with it for like a minute. And he's like, hands it to his henchman. And he's like, here, you read this for me. And he's like, words, paper, I got nothing.
Oh no.
And they're just like, well, just, you're not allowed to use the word mafia. And he's like, okay, we promise. And there was like one, literally like one line that had the word mafia in it. And they replaced it with, I'm apologizing to our viewers and the listeners. They replaced it with the word Dago.
Ooh.
It was, like, not better.
How the fuck is that better?
Yeah, that's not better.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, we got that fixed. So, like, long story short.
Let's not talk about the Bloods and the Crips. Let's just say a full-on racial slur.
So racist.
Okay.
So racist. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, so, like, eventually the mafia's like, okay, we'll let you make this. So they start shooting it in New York City, and the mob guys would show up on set and, like, heckle the actors. They're like, hey, look, you don't wear a hat like that. You gotta wear it square.
Yeah.
You gotta wear it square on your head. And you look at him, he's holding that gun like a flower. And I was like, one of those. And finally, they were just like, oh, you want to be some consultants? They're like, oh, yeah. And then all the Italian-American businessmen were like, so I got all these cousins and other relatives that always wanted to be an actor.
Yeah, get them in there.
Yeah,
that's great.
The wedding scene in The Godfather, that's all, like, families.
All legit
families in there. And there's the awkward guy who shows up at the wedding, and he's like, may your first... born son be a masculine child.
Yeah.
He's my favorite because he is a legit mafia hitman and bodyguard.
That's right. We had friends there that night. Derek and I were talking about that, and I forget who it was that they said was a legit person, but that sounds
right.
It's
the big awkward guy. And
he is really awkward,
he's
too.
He's so cute. He was like, yeah, he was all tough, and he's like, well, I gotta be in this picture. I wanna change my life. And they turn cameras on him, and he's like,
Yeah, that frightens anybody. Man, I love when art imitates life, imitates there's no such thing as reality.
It's so
God,
great.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, and so then after Godfather came out, basically the mafia's like, oh, we've been doing this way the whole time. Of course we're wearing pinky rings and doing all this parade stuff.
What, they didn't?
They did not. Oh. They were just kind of like, literally just like businessmen, like, oh, hello.
Because that, like, is everyone's romantic notion of it now. Like, yeah. Everybody looks at The Godfather.
Yeah, it taught mobsters how to be mobsters. Oh, and then you got Goodfellas and Casino.
Wait, I heard that too. Like, they saw that in the 70s, and they're like, yeah, let's wear these bitchin' suits and everything. And it made them be like, have a romanticized vision of themselves.
Yeah!
I love that
concept.
Holy
hats. That's why I think hats came back in the 70s, like, real
good.
Hard.
Kennedy killed hats.
He crushed,
and they brought them back.
Crushed it.
Crushed those hats. And Hun's given so many bird finger
so
guns
many
right now.
Finger birds.
That's correct.
Correct. Oh, so then we got Goodfellas and Casino.
Man, I fell so totally in love with Goodfellas. Awesome. And it's funny because my dad's name is Paul, and I have an uncle that calls him Paulie all the time. And you're like, oh, that's why.
I
see
Walnuts.
All of it very much.
So good.
Oh, man. Oh, just the soundtrack, the whole thing.
Super good. Well, it was kind of, that one was kind of more like, I'm going to say, like, artsy.
It was a romanticized,
but it was
yeah.
Good. But that was the one where real-life mobsters told them how to do
yes.
a movie after they learned how to be mobsters from Godfather. So it's like,
wow,
what?
That is art imitating,
it's
life
like
imitating
art,
whatever.
Mob,
yeah, it's like a big...
Crime.
It is it is Mafia Inception.
Yes,
it's
so
fantastic.
Mega meta.
Love it.
It's so good. Oh, and and the whole Steve Buscemi thing. He's like, I'm funny how, blah blah blah.
Oh my god, yeah.
So good. He saw that happen like in like an Italian American businessman hangout
establishment. Yeah, because a lot of that was improvised, wasn't it?
There's a lot of improv. Yeah, Scorsese. Was it Scorsese?
Yes,
Scorsese.
And Mama and Papa Scorsese
yes!
were in it, which I think is adorable.
Yes, they got you.
And his mom actually made that meal.
Yes!
It was a real meal.
Yes, it's real. Meal. Scorsese's mom is making the sauce when they come to borrow
God.
A knife, and they're like, oh, a deer got stuck
That's
in the
so
fender,
good.
His little paw. Yeah, she's
That's
like,
so
oh,
good.
My. Oh, my God. So good. So go. People need to watch those.
They do. If you haven't, I mean, you should. I am the exception to the movie nerd rule, where, like, I haven't seen a lot of the big classic heavy hitters.
I think that's okay.
I know, but I don't want it to be okay.
Don't
I want to
be, don't be that,
well-rounded.
Don't let other people judge you for not watching movies.
No, no,
I will
I
never
don't.
Watch The Notebook.
Never! Oh, fuck that. I want any part of that. I hate romantic comedies. I never
so
want any part of it.
I like a rom-zom-com.
I like a rom-zom-com. I like, a 30s, 40s, 50s
like
romantic
a wacky,
comedy.
Like a
screwball. I can deal with some screwball,
total
some Carol
like
Lombard.
French farce.
Just, yeah, yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. I don't know. I just, yeah.
Oh, well, moving on. Satan?
Yeah, Sunset Boulevard
Sunset
and
Boulevard.
Death Becomes Her.
Yes.
So Anton had never seen Sunset Boulevard, and he absolutely loved it. I
oh
said, listen,
God.
This is going to be me when I'm 50. Mm-hmm. And it influenced so much. Like,
so much.
This was the first time Hollywood looked at Hollywood with a critical eye.
Yeah!
And I think it pissed a lot of people off.
It definitely did. There was a lot of... Well, it's because they modeled, like, pretty much everybody after somebody else. They're like, hey,
oh,
look
yeah.
at this guy.
Oh, completely.
It was kind of
who were still alive in 1950, 1949, yeah.
Yeah, it's so great. I want to say, if there's any budding drag queens out there in the world...
If you haven't done...
If you haven't seen Sunset Boulevard...
Yes.
You need to watch it, little ladies.
Yes, you need to be Gloria Swanson in that film.
Everybody, just like for one day, we had faces.
Yes,
we
are. I am big. It's the bitches that got small.
Yes!
Oh my god!
Oh
every,
my god!
Every
it's,
line
it's
is so quotable.
The bitches that got small.
It is those bitches
those
that got
bitches
small
that
for
got
sure.
Small. Oh, and Max is film director.
Yes, Eric Von Strum. So
yes.
so.
He had the whole thing where he would, that's where they get the film turn. We're going to shoot the scene MOS.
Yes.
That means mit out sound.
Oh, because he's so German.
Yeah, he's so German. He would go, we shoot this scene mit out sound.
And he did actually direct Gloria Swanson in a movie, which
yes.
they show from 1929. Queen Christina was a movie where he was the director mm-hmm. and she was the star. And in, it was so meta. In 1950, somehow people don't realize was so meta for this movie. But yeah, they showed a movie that they both did. So in the film, he is her butler. But he is her, like, not friendly, hey, dude, let's have a beer, butler.
No.
But, like, she calls him by his name and his name only. He is the help.
Yes.
He is the servant.
He's, like, fiercely, like, psychotically loyal.
Oh, he is the king of all enablers, for
so
sure.
But sorry.
He was also her ex-husband.
Oh, yeah!
And he was her director in it. So it's, you know, life, life imitating.
It's like a big sandwich of Hollywood crazy.
So insane.
So much good stuff. Oh, and, wait, do we care about spoilers?
No, it's from 1950.
Oh, that's a good point. If you haven't seen it, just watch it. It's one of the few movies where the main character is dead.
Yes.
Yes.
At the beginning. And
yes.
I'll tell you how influential it is. As soon as we started it, because we just watched the most recent season of Archer. Do you watch Archer?
Yes!
And
oh,
they had like a 1940s film noir theme, and he is dead in the pool, but narrating at some point. And Anton's like, "Oh my god, that was like Archer." I'm like, "Yes,
yeah."
They still influence this shit. It's insane.
That actually, I just want to say, like the new season of Archer has like so many nerd references.
Oh, they always do. It's full of nerd bullshit. Oh, deeply, I love Archer very much. And then Death Becomes Her was the one we had with that, which I sadly fell asleep during, but I've seen it before.
Everybody's seen it. I love just everything about it. I kind of want that little potion.
Oh my god, of course you want the potion.
I want that little like necklace of just like...
I feel like it's such a great commentary. Like in 1992, everybody's stupid 90s money can afford plastic surgery commentary on like, don't be a vain bitch without reading the table of contents.
It's so great. And the epic battle royale where they're just like destroying each other at the end. It's Goldie Hawn and...
Meryl Streep. And they're just crumbling, crumbling to pieces. It's like a, you know, 5-year-old cake that's been left out in the sun just crumbles.
Someone left the Goldie Hawn out in the rain.
Exactly.
Oh no. They're kind of like very sexy rich zombies. But they're like, they're solid. I like when they break apart, they just look like slick, weird gray evenly all the way through. It's like,
yeah, it's not even gross because it's not quite visceral. Like, it's not
like,
human.
They're like a loaf.
Yeah. They're just a loaf. Like
a movie star loaf.
Pittsburgh nerd reference. Did you see Sharon Needles' drag?
Yes.
Of Goldie Hawn's character with the redhead and the giant hole in her stomach. I don't know what she did for the. For the drag, but it looks so perfect.
Oh, I saw her tribute. Kathy Griffith look with the head.
Oh yeah, I saw that. It just came out this week. That was pretty great.
Sharon.
Oh, Sharon's fantastic.
We love you too, Alaska.
Yes, kisses. And then, so by the time this comes out, we will have had another movie night that's about to happen. Haxan and the Devils.
Yes.
Which, can I just say, the Devils I have not seen. I know it's on my list, and that's why I'm doing it.
There's so much.
They had me at Nun Orgy.
Yeah, right?
And
naughty nuns.
Today, I got the DVD in the post, and it said on the back, because it was bootleg, and I'm like, because I know that there's like an American version that they cut, all the stuff, but it even said on the back, we have the entire quote-unquote rape of Christ scene.
Fuck yeah! And so they that's had a the hard whole... one. Let me high-five you right now. That's a hard one to find.
I had no idea, because it was the cheapest, most eBayable version, but they have the whole Nun Orgy, as much as is available. So
Can I give you a little nerd background?
Please.
Okay, director Ken Russell, and I'm sorry, I'll try and keep it tight, who, like, one of my favorite movies, and the only film that Hugh Grant is in that's actually watchable, is Lair of the White Worm.
I've heard of that one. Again, it's on my list,
too. It's like weird pagan Freemason Gnostic symbolism and, like, pop music, and then there's, like, a strap on with like a fang on it.
Damn.
I can't even.
That sounds like that should go with Wicker Man. Like, we should have a whole weird religious movie night.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, anyway, so Ken Russell, he's really into sort of like discordant, sort of like psychedelic sort of style, and like he wanted the look of it.
I didn't realize he did Tommy until today.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's like, so The Devils is based on a true story about a bunch of nuns in Loudun, France, en français, during the era of Cardinal Richelieu. Yes, that Cardinal Richelieu.
The only one.
The only one. So it's like Three Musketeers era, like in real life.
Yes.
And there's this small town in France, and there's like, oh, we're going to blow up your town. They're like, you can't blow up our town, blah, blah, blah. So long story short, there's this nunnery convent.
Yes, I say nunnery too. It's
nun house.
It's a nunnery, yeah.
It's a nun.
It's a nun hatchery.
It's a nun. It's a nun incubator. So all the nuns just start going bonkers, and they're like, well, "What?"
And they're supposed to be like a sexy priest. Quote unquote was sexy at that point.
Yes, well, he was like, you know, 16th century sexy, so he had most of his teeth. I think that was like a big factor.
And they weren't rotting to pieces.
Yeah, he had like one of his.
Did he have? Was it like 16th century with like a giant wig and little high heeled shoes?
No, you can actually see. I wish I brought. There's like a woodcut of him. He's like kind of okay. He's a little Vlad the Impaler if he like shaved.
I don't hate that.
And was like British.
I don't hate that.
Not terrible. He actually got into a ton of trouble. Sexy priest guy got into a ton of trouble.
Oh really? The sexy priest got in trouble.
Shocker.
Do tell.
And so he wrote like a thing about celibacy, blah blah. He's like banging all the women in the convent. And so long story short, he gets like tortured a lot. And burned at the stake.
Oh, that's gonna be fun. That plus Nun Orgy sounds so much fun.
So yeah, the movie itself is amazing. Like, they accidentally blew up a wall and they had to, like, reshoot a whole bunch of scenes, and it's got this, like, ridiculous soundtrack that's very just, like, knife stabbing your brain, but it's, like, it's...
Perfect. So, like, 70s horror.
No, it's... No? It's, like, a whole room full of people, like, this guy's got a gong, and this guy's, like, banging on a radiator, and someone's got a slide whistle, and there's some pygmies playing
weird
drums.
Weird orchestration.
Yeah.
I love that, too. And with that, we're gonna do Haxan, which was a 1925 documentary style... 22 maybe. I don't know.
It's in 20s.
Silent 20s movie about witchcraft
and
the devil.
We're actually going to play an audio clip from it right now. Because it's a silent film.
You had me gone for a second.
I know.
That's great.
Sorry.
That's
anyway,
fine.
Continue, please.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it all the way through either. We've shown it at parties, and I know that there is some really magnificent stop-motion animation and live-action stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy who directs it also dresses as a devil.
He's a really good devil.
But, like, weird, scary, unintentionally scary 1920s devil with weird facial hair.
Yeah, like, his original intention was, like, I'm going to make this film. It was the most expensive film made at the time.
That makes so much sense.
$2 million kronar.
I don't know what that translates to then dollars or now dollars.
Dollar.
a bunch. A fistful.
A bunch. But yeah, his original intention was like, I'm going to do this like very anthropological exploration of the history of witchcraft in four parts. And it's going to educate people. But it's like kind of a horror movie.
Yeah, because how can you sell what you just said? Like, come on.
It's like...
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Like, let's get some craziness going on.
Crazy. It's got butts, it's got devils, it's got, like, wild special effects.
Yeah.
It's got, like, a bunch of, like, flying through the air, like, what?
Yeah, like, really fantastic, of course, practical effects, because it's 20s.
Oh, yeah.
And we are supposed to have a little presentation by the Steel City Satanists.
Yes!
So, I'm excited for that. I think a friend of ours, Kira, is going to nerd out for each film.
It's
going to
be pretty great.
And
we're going to learn about... I just want to say, like, I like Wicca, but it's so fluffy.
Yeah, it's a little craft. It's like, I like fluffy 90s,
yeah. Don't get me wrong, craft is solid.
But... Oh, I do. I want to do The Craft and The Crow at some point. Like, everybody do their 90s mall goth best.
Oh my god, I gotta go to Hot Topic right now.
Yeah. I don't think they do that anymore. I don't think they're the same. Well, whatever. It's far in the future.
But yeah, we're going to have Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Yeah.
And Little Devil's going to be there front and center.
By which we mean, of course, Hail Little Devil.
Yeah, Hail Little Devil.
Yes.
Let's rub his little demonic belly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And we're not even halfway through summer movie night.
Yes, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, kids.
That's right.
That's right.
Only so, same as drinking.
Yes.
Try and keep up.
Yeah, you gotta pace yourself.
Yeah.
Either way, we'll get drunk.
That's right. Well, we will talk about more movies next time.
Yes, I guess we'll be signing off.
Yeah.
Letting people enjoy. Anton's got the tiara.
He looks like such a cute little princess right now.
It's a little Quincy.
You gotta put the tiara on and then put the headphones over it.
Oh.
Or just squint. That's fine.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's Quincy and era action, Anton. I love it.
It's perfect.
Yay.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Video vixen.
Pee.
Jimmy's right. Even. Is that all you in?
I'm in.
Rachel?
I'm in.
And you're in, right?
I'm in.
Alright, we're waiting on Eve.
Waiting on Jimmy.
She doesn't have to pick. It's just us four. Because we're on mics. But they just add the excess. Oh, yeah! Alright! Shake it.
Shaking it up.
That's some good head, Anton.
I've got a good head on my lap. Good head on my... none of that works. Never mind. It doesn't make sense.
It's armored. It doesn't work.
All right. I've got a 2. I've got a 1.
Yeah, 3-4. 3-4. 3-4.
3.
3.
And a 4.
Oh,
all right. We're ready.
All right.
We need a 5th. Wait.
I only need
I thought you drank that last time.
Right. You're going to hold that till I go. Okay. Yeah, pull out your 4.
Oh.
The lovely Velda will be handling the head.
As we're going around, I'll start on mine.
See, I thought we were doing 1. That's why I was trying to do the way I was doing.
I don't know.
You pull out.
Apparently we're doing a bunch.
1 of each.
No, I thought we were doing 1 overall.
No.
Okay, so we're doing 1 each, but it's mixed bag.
Yeah.
Okay. No, my thought was that it's...
You think too much.
You're thinking too much.
I know. That's my biggest problem.
Okay.
I think you should drink more, talk less.
Should I go, or are you guys just going to keep fucking talking?
Well, let's get three quarters of the way through.
You start, baby.
You can start while you're picking. You don't have to talk while you're fucking picking.
No. Start.
What did you find, honey? What's your party?
I'm very frustrated right now.
Okay.
Time is January 8th, 1642.
Oh.
It's very specific.
My, place is a haunted mansion or mental institution.
Mm.
I think that was Eve.
I love it.
Mm.
My style of dress is dandy high heels.
Mm.
I can do that.
Mm.
And my consumption is LSD in, psilocybin.
Psilocybin. So obviously that was Jimmy, and the other three were women.
All right. Well, I'm going to, I'm going to hang out.
That's a hell of a party, though.
All right, my time is the 1642. Is this, what's this time? Is this specific?
It says January
8th, 1642.
I don't know what happened on that day, but apparently it's good.
All right, well, actually, that works pretty well with the dandy high heels.
Ooh, yes, actually.
I think I could pull that off. I would just blend into the crowd as everybody's wearing dandy high heels, which is very fun to dance with if you're not used to them. And even more fun to dance with is having LSD or mushrooms inside of your body. Oh, God damn it.
That's the worm.
I'm going to be floating. And it's in a haunted mansion. This just sounds like a party at Trundle Manor, I think.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to have a good time at the manor.
I think we can pull that off.
Yeah, okay. We're good. I'm good. Well, I can fucking relax.
The one that I've pulled sounds mostly modern, but I'm kind of upset by it. yeah. Our time is Victorian. The place is the center of the earth. Which sounds like fucking awesome, right? Until we found out that the costume is rompers.
Oh!
And
I think you just hit a trundle nerve.
Yeah.
Are they the lace ones?
It hurt me real bad when I read it. And then the consumable is beer / all the kinds of booze. So I feel like there's a bunch of dude bros getting burnt up in the center of the earth. But it's in the Victorian era, so those of us who know how to dress can just laugh as they burn.
But those last two.
Journey to the center of the earth.
Those last two.
Journey to the center of those dumb hipster douchebags fucking assholes. I'm pretty excited.
But those last two.
The last two,
they really bring in the bros, huh?
God, they do. I didn't want that. I didn't want to touch it. It touched
rompers
my hands. My hands are burning, and I don't like it.
I like how you brought it back by saying that they're just going to burn anyway. So that's fine.
Because I want them to
burn. Pulled it off.
Good.
You're having a great party watching these idiots burn alive.
Yeah, because you're like in a fancy top hat, and I've got a bus, where like nobody can even stand 3 fucking feet behind me, and we're just watching these little like fucking people younger than us wearing rompers and drinking dumb garbage beer and burning, and I'm happy.
Death to rompers.
Fuck them.
The hipsters are on fire. Whee!
Mike, what are you doing?
What do you got, Mike?
I tell you, it sounded like a purgatory, you know, from the people from like the First Baptist Church. You know?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Okay, well.
That's good.
Hey, our party starts every Wednesday.
Oh. Weekly event.
But it's going to be in ancient Greece. Speaking of butts.
There is so much time travel.
Toga every Wednesday.
So good.
Oh, togas.
Yeah, well, so what's three? What was our three? Was it the
costume?
Sparkles.
Gay old time.
Glamorous.
So far, it's just ancient Greece.
And finishing off with that theme, drinking from the skulls of our enemies.
As Nero fiddles.
I gotta say, though, before I read mine, I think Mike wins. It sounds like Roman times.
That actually sounds fucking coherent.
Yeah, glitter.
Greek times.
Yeah, sorry. Greek Roman. You're Grecian Roman, but.
Glitter skulls and.
Glitter skulls, robes. It sounds fantastic. Mm. So.
Russian hands, Roman fingers.
I'm sorry,
make sure you wash your hands.
Roman hands and Russian fingers. I've seen Crybaby more times than you.
Still, though.
Trono break.
Want to learn about America, Inga? No, we're having a Trono break.
I wish that that was my heritage, just so I could say that. That's pretty good.
I am 1/3 Blackfoot. So, anyway, moving on.
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, let's not.
That's not about my feet. So, time period. 1950.
Yeah.
I'm down already. All right. A place. Oh, shit.
For the longest time.
This has to be Jimmy. It's either Jimmy or Anton. St. Mark's Place, New York City.
No?
No?
Me.
Who wrote it? Who wrote it? Someone wrote it. Ah. I would expect better handwriting from you. So.
I'm drunk!
It looks like a drunk man's handwriting. So,
welcome.
1950 at St. Mark's Place, New York.
God,
which
it
was
terrible
then. What is St. Mark's Place?
That's the most punk rock street. It's where Polly grew up, but like it's where Trash and Vaudeville happened, and like it was a great fucking punk.
This is like a Skid Row for punk.
Yes. But not okay. yet.
But not in okay. the '50s.
But not yet.
That's the time. Yeah. No. Okay. So it's like.
In the 70s, yeah. But
currently Skid Row, but in 1950, who the fuck knows when it was built?
Tenement houses.
1950. Mark's Place, New York City. Theme is futuristic.
Oh.
So confusing.
So you're in 1950.
Oh, I'm loving this.
You're in 1950, and you want a futuristic. Yeah. So you might be thinking 70s, like Wild Bang, Shebang. Yeah.
Well, the 50s were way into the future, so you can have rocket ships.
Yeah. Yeah. Silver.
Oh, and it's like silver clothing. It's like Fallout.
Like
oh,
weird,
it's like Fallout.
Weird hula hoop.
Planet.
It's all 1950s like vehicles, but it's in the future with future weapons. I really like
Pompadours and Riga.
They just hover, yeah.
Big oh, yeah. I like where this is going. I really do.
I'm in.
So we are in the 1950s at St. Mark's Place with a future style, and our consumption is whiskey and scotch.
Oh, that sounds about
that's
right.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Fuck.
Right. Let's do it.
Oh, this is my kind of party.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You can have girls in like short, like mini skirts because it's the future.
On four-wheel rollerblades, you know, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Roller skates.
What could the future hold?
Not blades, skates.
Yeah, in those days.
With the little stoppers on the front.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Bro. Yeah, well, you trip and break your fucking jaw open, crack a couple teeth. Yeah, it's all good.
Then she's like, oh, I need help. I fell over.
I need help with my mouth. It's all broken.
My mouth seems to have fallen off. Can I put it in your dick?
Can I put it in your dick?
That's in your dick.
Hey,
it's the future, for God's sakes.
Right,
men have the same right to be, I don't know where I was going with that.
This whole segment just turned into a big dick joke.
Beep boop.
Surprise.
Beep boop.
Speaking of big dicks.
I think.
Oh, that's a.
How is Dangle these days?
That's a quick little last podcast tribute.
Just come to the next
Henry Zebrowski.
We're going to be hailing Satan all night. That's
oh,
what I got.
Fuck. We hail
I got
Satan
balls
every day,
dingle,
all day.
Dangle, dingle.
Aw, those cute little triplets from the Pee Wee movie. Anyway, jingle.
I know, but I didn't think they were talking about balls.
I was.
Okay.
I heard triplets.
I think Caster's party wins. That was the most coherent.
No. I
like Mike's.
I like mine.
Mike,
however,
actually.
However, two of my four were actually my own. So I feel slightly biased.
None of mine were my own. I had none of mine.
Yeah, I still feel slightly biased. However, even though I would like the party that I planned halfway, essentially, I still think Mike's is a better mashup. So
Mike's,
fucking fantastic. So Mike, read yours again.
I can see this is the party.
This
I can see Mike's being like a 1980s movie of this going on.
Mike's matches.
Hence the glitter.
It meshes well. Yeah. It meshes way better.
Dateline every Wednesday at Ancient Greece. But again, we have our sparkle outfits.
Glitter and streamers effective.
As we drink from the skulls of our enemies.
And fuck those bastards.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was very well. I still...
I like that game.
I'm going with Mike's.
I like
Mike
that game,
wins.
Though.
Which means Mike gets a free t-shirt from
Fright Rag.
No, double.
The first name in custom t-shirts.
Well, Mike, send Trundle Manor a link to your favorite t-shirt, and we'll purchase it and send it your way.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
What is that, like an 8XL? No.
Oh! That's a... Before we get too far into insults, I think that's a pretty good way to reward our games. Whoever wins the game gets, something worthy of a t-shirt. Like that price range.
Yeah. The prize and of the week, so
the manor, we need dollar
the manor
price.
Will pay for it.
I like that. And if you are listening or watching... I think that's the way to go. The game of the week. So, Miss Velda made the game for last week and for this week. So, yeah. So, you have the game, Ash.
I did the thing.
We're going to make games every week. And the winner gets something.
Yeah.
Something.
Whatever someone sends us.
For
we
a particular
can ask for t-shirts,
dollar value.
Stickers.
And listen, if nobody sends anything, then Trundle Manor has to foot the bill. So, send us some things, you horrible people.
Yeah.
We love things.
It doesn't matter. Give us a score in the mail. The winner will get the prize. So we will make it from now on, right?
I like it.
The winner of the game of the week.
Yeah, you actually do win a thing. That's
so you have
great.
A whole month, a whole month to mail something in. It could be a fucking skull, a tooth, a shark tooth you found on the fucking beach.
Ooh.
Doesn't matter. But we'll give you a shout out.
Looks like you're going
we'll
on down to Shark Town.
Yeah. So we'll do. Hey, we got this fucking thingamajigger. Don't even open it. Until the winter, and that's the best part. It could be so disappointing.
We might be
it could be extravagant.
We
as
might
fuck.
Be able to like court somewhere, like a t-shirt place, and just say we're doing this game every Trundlecast once a month. If you're interested in being a sponsor,
yeah,
you can do that.
But Mike gets the t-shirts.
No, that's fine.
I ruined all my t-shirts. Latex.
Latex.
And now Mike, for those of you can see, Mike is groping me for the first time.
Latex.
I know
last time that I talked about his fantastic breasts.
Moving on. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that has been our Trundlecast for this evening. I hope that you enjoyed. I hope that you were unnerved to some extent, whether it was good or bad. That's fine. But I also hope that you have a good evening along with all of our friends.
To affect you physically and emotionally as well.
Guten Tag.
And of course, as always, I hope that you visit Trundle Manor.
Come, bring booze.
So from all of our friends around this table, we're wishing you a good evening.
Good evening.
Another day, wasted away, watching and waiting.
Well, there you have it, my Trundle Files. This is the end. Whatever will you do now that it's over? We would like to thank all of our supporters and cast for their diligent hard work, keeping us propelled into the future. Even time machines need blood sacrifices now and again. Be sure to tune in to the next Trundlecast, where the usual cavalcade of monsters will be toasting to your misfortune and probably planning some mischief on the side. While you're waiting, why not visit trundlemanor.com, where you'll be able to book a tour and experience the manor all by yourself. Be sure to peruse our videos and photo pages online to get a glimpse into the lives of our inhabitants. And follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr, just by typing Trundle Manor into the search boxes. Don't forget to send your stories of Trundle Manor, both unusual and unnatural, to the Trundlecast at trundlemanor.com. We may even read them right here. Now, close that coffin lid and get some rest, because you'll need it to be prepared to take on the next Trundlecast.